Welcome everybody, Shir number 1571. We're learning today Leila Nishmas Moshe, Da'if Ben Rabbi and Zizel, Leila Nishmas Blima Bas Ramosha, Lerfu Shleima Elisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel, getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, just real quickly, we're reading from the Sefer from Rabadner, a little bit, some of his guidelines, how he sets it up. Again, just trying to see various different angles in Chasar and Kis, Muksa Machmas, Chasar and Kis, and what it's all about. We've been going through a little bit of Sefer Yisrael Halachas. So he explains, we spoke about last share in reference to, it doesn't, Lav Dafka, he brings that on page 66, does Rabadna, that it doesn't have to be exactly an expensive item. It could be also a inexpensive item, a cheaper item. But if a person is makbid and they're worried about monetary loss, that would make it chasar and kiss. So he continues on in the second paragraph over there. Items which are muksa, machmas, chasar and kiss are generally kept in a specific place, like we said, so as not to be damaged when they're not in use. Right, so for example, somebody has certain tools. We spoke about, like we said, the knife of a moil, the knife of a sheichet, those type of tools, or a pen of a scribe, a pen of a cipher, and so on. But they would not leave they replace the tool, the delicate tools, into the case, into the special case, usually where it's kept. But they would leave the inexpensive tool. They would not leave the inexpensive tools just lying around. Right. So now if a person has inexpensive tools, right? In other words, tools that are he's not so makbid on, let's put it like that. So that sometimes he'll leave it lying around, right? You know, sometimes you go in certain places, nothing dangerous, but they'll leave it lying around. They're not so makbid to like put it in the specific place, and they're not so worried about that item. Now, and even whether it's expensive or not expensive, right? So, but that's another point, way of looking at it, is the practice of replacing the delicate tool. Tool that this person uses for his, let's say, for his parnasa, whatever the case is, during the week. We're talking about during the week. He's makbid that it should be in a designated place, and he's afraid it shouldn't get ruined, right? Monetary loss or whatever, like we spoke about. That is a indication that he considers this particular tool, this particular item, too delicate to be put into general use and just have it lying around. Therefore, the tool, if it's a tool in this case, let's say the person who is a plumber, electrician, whatever the case might be, the tool kept in the designated place would be muksa machmas chasar and kis, even though it's really a kli iser. And some might say, well, really, it's kli shem lachta le iser, right? Which is another category which we'll talk about. But since, again, he's makbid, he's afraid monetary loss, he's putting into a specific place, he doesn't want to have it lying around. So that is, again, another way of looking at it. He just explains a little bit further. Again, we spoke about all this, but it's important to chazer over and see a little bit of a different angle, which we're trying to do from the Sefer of Rabadna. The rule is simply a guideline for determining if an item is muksa machmas chasar and kis. There is no requirement. He goes on to say that, again, there's certain things that are requirements, certain things not. There is no requirement, according to most poskim, he brings down, according to most poskim, there is no requirement, according to most poskim, that the item must normally be, assigned to its designated place. In other words, one of the conditions, it doesn't bedafka have to be in a specific place. It's something that you don't want to have lying around, but it doesn't bedafka have to be in a specific place. In other words, if I don't have a specific place for this item, then it's not muksa machmas chasar and kis, or that does make it muksa machmas chasar and kis. Machmas chasar and kis. It's just one of the guidelines. But chasar and kis is somebody's makbid for the monetary loss, like we've been talking about, but the fact that he has a designated place is not really going to make it or break it. But usually something that's chasar and kis is usually something that's put into a specific place. If the owner won't use it for fear of damage, right, it is still the muksa. In other words, they're not going to let person let it be used or whatever, monetary loss, like we've been talking about. If the owner won't use it for fear of damage, it's muksa machmas chasar and kis, even if not kept in a designated place. So even if the person did not keep it in a designated place, it could still be chasar and kis. Okay, so it's just one more quick point he brings down over here on page 67. The utensil has no other permitted use. Okay, so just to start that off, again from Rabad Nasei from page 67, the mere fact that a utensil is expensive and easily damaged does not automatically cause the utensil to be muksa. So he explains, if it is muksa because it will not be used on Shabbos. The point is that it's not going to be used on Shabbos. Like we spoke about last time with the Becher and these various different type of things that are very expensive. It depends on the person's das also, right? For instance, one has a very expensive set of crystal glasses, which is easily damaged. And of course, the owner normally sets it aside and will not use it and, only for special occasions and so on. On Shabbos, they discovered that they have no other glass, like we spoke about the case of the Becher and so on, and now wants to use the crystal glass that they're not going to use during the week because of the, right, it's crystal and it's very expensive and they're afraid, the monetary loss and so on. So on Shabbos, they discovered there's no other glasses and now wants to use the crystal glass for general purposes. The glass is not muksa as it has a permitted use. And stands prepared. So it has to be something that they won't use on Shabbos. Like we said last time, that they're not going to be mutaltal it at all, right? That was the lashon from the, Sefer Eitzer Halachos, that they're not going to use it at all. Like for example, a shechet's knife, right? That he brings down. Shechet's knife, on the other hand, has no permitted use on Shabbos. This knife is not, it's not going to be used on Shabbos. Person, if they don't have another knife, they're not going to take person to shechet and say, well, they don't have another knife to cut my cucumbers, so I'll pull out my knife I use for shechita. That I'm not going to do, right? So it depends on how it's looked at. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.